Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not only is it Halloween season, but it's also flu season, plus the holidays are right around the corner, and of course, coronavirus is not only a problem, but it's still very much a problem. And here to talk about the flu and flu vaccines, as well as holiday celebrations in the pandemic era, is Dr. Darlene Bhavnani. She's an epidemiologist with the Department of Population Health at UT's Dell Medical School. Dr. Darlene, I appreciate you joining us today on Inside Austin.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
All right, coronavirus cases, they seem to be ticking up kind of around the globe, and I saw earlier today that maybe it was a consequence of pandemic fatigue. Is that a real thing, pandemic fatigue?
So absolutely. People are getting tired of the pandemic, and fatigue is setting in. And I think what people are getting tired of is really that social distancing that is being recommended right now. And at this time, I think it's really important to remember that it's really physical distancing that we need and not necessarily social distancing. There are still ways to maintain that social connection with each other, even if we are staying at home and trying to stay away physically.
It may be a different mindset. And if we change the phrasing, maybe that helps with the mindset a little bit.
Absolutely.
And social distancing, physical distancing, it's one of the reasons you and I are doing this on the phone, and rather you didn't come in the studio, which
exactly.
is kind of
exactly.
sad.
I think there are ways to maintain that social connection through telephone, internet, and so on, just to make sure that we're all maintaining that healthy mental state and maintaining the connection with those that we love and care about.
And we hear about it every year, get a flu shot. Not all of us do. I'll admit I'm guilty of that. I don't get a flu shot every year. Why are flu shots important, and why are flu shots especially important this year?
So flu vaccination is incredibly important to help prevent you, your family, and your community from getting sick with seasonal flu. Depending on the number of people vaccinated, a flu vaccine can help prevent millions of people from getting sick in our country, millions of doctor's visits, even more, tens of thousands of hospitalizations, thousands of deaths can be prevented in our country. And so it's especially important to get vaccinated this year because with increasing incidence of COVID rising an imminent threat in different parts of the country, we need to minimize strain that's being placed on our healthcare system now. We need to make sure that resources are available to respond to the coronavirus.
So while there's not a vaccination for the coronavirus, there is a flu vaccine, and the idea being if I get the flu vaccine, I can avoid getting the flu. That will keep me out of the healthcare system, out of the hospitals, will leave more space for people who actually have COVID-19. That's the plan this year, right?
Exactly. The flu vaccine can help to reduce the severity of illness and reduce the risk of hospitalization, keeping those resources focused on COVID-19.
So who should get the flu vaccine? Is it disc jockeys and doctors or everybody? Is it children? Is it senior citizens? Who should get the flu vaccine?
I would say this year we should aim to have nearly everyone who is 6 months of age and older to get the vaccine.
And when does flu season start? Has it already, it's already begun, I guess, right?
Yes, it's already begun. So the exact timing of flu season can vary, and that depends on what area of the country you live in and also by year. But generally, we see that the season tends to start in the fall and extend through the winter. It starts generally around October. We see peaks anywhere from December through March. and cases seem to decline in the spring. So I would say that the optimal timing to get vaccinated is really early on in the fall, in September and October. But if you haven't been vaccinated yet, it's still not too late.
And is it ever too late?
No, as long as influenza is circulating in the environment, in your population, it's not too late. So it's a good idea to get vaccinated every year and as early as possible.
So we should get, and I mean, when I say we, I mean me, because I haven't done it, and I suspect maybe you have. I should get vaccinated as soon as possible, right?
Correct. As soon as possible. And that'll help to protect you, your family, and others in your community. And you are correct. I have gotten my vaccine.
Sure. You're setting the example for people like me. Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Dr. Darlene Bafnani. She's an epidemiologist with the Department of Population Health at UT's Dell Medical School. Dr. Darlene, do people call you that? Dr. Darlene?
No, but you certainly can.
If somebody's feeling sick and they don't know, maybe they've got the flu, maybe they've got coronavirus, and I know the symptoms are very similar from illness to illness, is there a way to self-diagnose? Are we discouraging people from self-diagnosing? Is the best way to figure it out whether you've got the flu or coronavirus, is it just to get a test?
Absolutely. So both flu and COVID-19, as you said, are caused by very different viruses, both very contagious and potentially fatal. And while they might have similar symptoms that cause both of them, fever, chills, cough, et cetera, it's really best to consult your provider and get tested. And that testing is just so important to receive the appropriate treatment or isolation recommendations.
And here in Travis County, for testing questions, it's centralhealth.net, I believe, is the address. At least that is the case in Travis County. And Dr. Darlene, the city of Austin, they haven't banned trick-or-treating or Halloween, but they are strongly suggesting that we avoid at least trick-or-treating. And I think the CDC has said pretty much the same thing. What are some of the ways that we can mitigate, limit our risks during the holiday, the Halloween? I don't know if it's a holiday, really, but during Halloween in the next week or so?
I think kids would call it a holiday.
Sure.
I think we have to remember that COVID-19 really spreads through droplets. So when someone who has the virus talks, coughs, sneezes, or even sings, there's risk of transmission. So to mitigate risk, we just want to avoid that close contact between people, including our kids, those crowds, and being in close spaces with others outside your home. So we really want to make sure that we are taking the opportunity to be creative about how we spend Halloween safely. The best way to mitigate risk, I would say, is to stay at home. And that doesn't have to be boring. As I mentioned, we can be really creative with our activities, have Halloween-themed art, baking projects, crafts, games, movie nights, or even virtual Halloween contests or trick-or-treating in our own home by going door-to-door between bedrooms, I would say. So staying at home can actually be fun. But if you're craving those outdoors, being outdoors is completely safe as long as you stay away from others outside your home. Maintain that physical distance between people and really remember to incorporate that cloth mask, your costume. And I would say I would really avoid the traditional trick-or-treating this year, going up to someone's doorbell, ringing that doorbell, and getting close to them with the candy, the passage of candy. I would just be really cautious about that.
You know, these days I feel like every day feels a little bit like Halloween and trick-or-treating since we're all running around in our masks. Is a Halloween costume mask, is it an effective barrier to the coronavirus?
I would say generally no, but it could be. So you want to think about whether it's made up of two or more layers of that breathable fabric. It must cover the mouth and the nose, and that's something that I see we really forget to do quite often when wearing masks. And you really want to make sure that the mask doesn't have any large gaps or openings around the face, allowing that air or passage of droplets to and from. So I would say that as long as your Halloween costume incorporates a mask that meets those criteria, it would generally be, you know, and wearing both a cloth mask and a Halloween mask might not be a good idea because it might prevent you from breathing very easily. So I would go with the cloth.
And as you mentioned before, coronavirus hasn't necessarily canceled Halloween. It will look very different this year. What about Christmas and Thanksgiving? I suspect that's also going to look a lot different this year, too. Is it kind of the same idea with Halloween? Is maintain your distance and get creative about how you celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Absolutely. And remember, the safest way to spend Christmas is at home. It's definitely not canceled, but modified. So, you know, thinking about those virtual family reunions or sending cards and gift mail, important way to tell loved ones or family members that you care. Just minimize risk. You know, think about if you're going to gather, to get outdoors, wearing masks, maintaining that physical distance, keeping those interactions short, and thinking really carefully about whether you and your family might share a meal and the risk tolerance of others that you're gathering with. But I would really caution against that and say that any travel will come with some level of risk.
And what are some of the things people can do to assess the risks for their holiday celebrations? Do they need to consider who they're inviting? Do they need to consider what those people, what their lifestyle may be like? What can people do to kind of assess their risks for any given event?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's really important to understand the risk tolerance of everyone that you'll be gathering with and where they're coming from and traveling to. So thinking about the infection rates in the place where you may be coming from and thinking about how they might differ from infection where you're going. Thinking about how you're going to get to where you're going, whether it's going to be via plane, train, or car, or bus, and what risk level that might pose. And thinking about either your own comorbidities or state, whether you're immunocompromised, pregnant, or at older age, and the risk that others that you're gathering with have should they get infected. I think also you want to keep in mind that quarantine might be something to think through as well, so being in quarantine before you travel and encouraging others to do so as well and getting tested. But just remember that when you're traveling to your destination, there's also potential for exposure that doesn't really put you in the clear either. The one important thing to remember, though, is even if you or your loved ones don't look or feel sick, you can still spread the virus. And we see a lot of that spread happen before people even know that they have the virus. So I would just really be careful about that. And thinking about wearing masks and improving the ventilation in the spaces that you're occupying can really be important, especially if you're thinking about gathering indoors.
All right, Dr. Darlene, as we start to run out of time, we've got about 60 seconds left. I'll give you the last word. What is it we didn't get to today? What is it maybe you'd like to add to the conversation, or just maybe what you'd like to say to Central Texas about any of it?
I would say that we just need a little bit of patience. This will eventually end, and we will eventually have better treatments and vaccines. But until we get there, I think we should all just do our best to stay safe, wear those masks, maintain that distance, and don't take risks if you don't have to.
And try to power through that pandemic fatigue, right?
Absolutely.
That's Dr. Darlene Bhavnani. She's an epidemiologist with the Department of Population Health at UT's Dell Medical Center. Doctor, I appreciate you joining us today on Inside Austin.
Thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.